So I'm joined by Matt Wilson and Luke Williams, who are the single category winners from Wunderman Thompson Perth, the category winners for the Cold campaign, and also joined by round two craft winner from Soundbite Studios, Brad Habib. So congratulations, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be here.
So Matt and Luke, just firstly, would you be able to tell me how you came up with the concept?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we were approached by Anglicare. So they had a winter campaign, which they wanted to raise some money for. It was a time of year when there are a number of other winter appeals that were in market. So we just wanted to find a unique way to, I guess, cut through with a relatively small budget. And yeah, through our research, we stumbled onto this scientific phenomenon known as temperature contagion. And that led us down a little bit of a rabbit
Rabbit
warren. We spoke with our good friend Brad at Soundbite, and sort of started chatting about what was potentially possible. And yeah, that's how the cold campaign was born.
Great, thanks for that. So yeah, you mentioned you got on to Brad. So Brad, had you worked with Matt and Luke before?
Yeah, definitely. Matt and I have worked on quite a few projects in the past together, some really exciting stuff. So when Matt approached me with this one, it fell perfectly into Matt's crazy mind that the way that he works. But no, we've done a lot of really cool projects together over the years.
Oh, cool. I must admit, when I first heard the ad, I heard it before I watched it, and I was going through my brain of how you tried to fake this freezing. And then I watched the behind the scenes, and it was actually real that the actor was in
Yeah.
the studio. Did you like encounter any resistance from people over the safety of filming in such an environment?
We set up a lot of safety protocols before it. We had a medic on hand, and we sort of made sure that the talent was comfortable and that all the suppliers were comfortable doing it. Yeah, we took a lot of precautions to make sure no one was in danger. But as soon as we told the talent, Liam Graham, what he was doing, he was so up for the challenge and so ready to do it that there wasn't a whole bunch of resistance on his end.
Yeah, it was a really fine line because it was an idea that relied really heavily on the authenticity and yeah, doing, I guess, dropping the temperature for real to evoke that sort of sympathetic human reaction. But as Luke said, at the same time, we took sort of necessary precautions. We had a medic on hand, and yeah, we made sure that Liam was comfortable, but also
Not too comfortable.
it was an authentic sort of creative idea as well. So yeah, Brad was on site and sort of helped with that as well. And there was definitely some warm soup on hand for when Liam was finished.
Yeah, in terms of that, Brad, the strong hum from the freezer like is really, really effective at making people feel that temperature contagion. Was it difficult to get the sound so prominent without overpowering the talent voice?
Yeah, so look, there was definitely a bit of magic that happened there. So the idea was to capture all that for real. And we tried different mic positions within the room. We had a mic really close to Liam, and we had a mic further back in the room, so I could get the real vibe of the room and how it worked. But when it came to post, I had those options of how loud I mixed that freezer sound into the scenario because I had the two mics. So I was able to use a lot of the close mic to Liam to get that real shivering in his mouth movements, and all the bits that are really important to make you feel how cold he was. We got that with the close mic. And then I was able to use the far away mic to bring up ambience of the freezer to my own will, to push it as loud as I could before it became overpowering, but still gave you that sense of being cold. So yeah, a bit of mixing magic going on there.
Yeah. Was there multiple takes as well, or just it was for the safety of the talent, just one go and make sure you get
That
it
was
right?
probably the hardest bit of this for me, because normally when you have a voiceover in a booth, you keep doing it until you get what you want. But that freedom just wasn't there in this job, because we couldn't make Liam, who was doing such an amazing job, we couldn't get him to do take after take after take. So we would rehearse it outside the freezer, what he was going to say, but there was no way to really rehearse when he was freezing. That just had to be what was, you know? So we definitely didn't push him to get 100 takes, but we pushed him until we thought he was just on that borderline of okay, this is far enough, and then we'd remove him from the situation. So we didn't do 100 takes, but we did enough to make sure we got what we needed, and we wanted it to be real anyway. We weren't chasing an acted performance here. We were chasing a genuine read of something when you're freezing. And that's what he gave us. You know, we got him to that point, and he delivered it so well. So yeah, so no, there wasn't a million takes done.
Yeah, he did do it really well. And that's what I was saying. I couldn't believe someone was faking this, but they didn't fake it.
Yeah, that's all right.
So Matt, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I guess just adding to what Brad said, the whole concept was a really delicate balance because, yeah, we obviously wanted Liam to be safe, but also to, experience this phenomenon for real. So it was a matter of, I guess, doing it, I think, probably no more than two or three times to actually get what we needed. And he let us know quite quickly when he was uncomfortable and needed to get out of the freezer. So
yeah, we felt the idea was so baked, like empathy was so important to the idea, and building that connection between the listener and the ad and making them feel that cold and therefore feel empathy for people who are experiencing that in real life just meant that we needed a real performance. And that's why we went with Liam, because we knew that he'd do it justice.
Yeah, Liam was really keen to, I think he saw the idea, saw the concept, and was just intrigued by, I guess, how out of the box it was. He was really keen to be involved.
Yeah, and this idea would never have worked if we had tried to fake it in a booth. I mean, that option would have been easy. It would have been so, we could have got an actor and got him to shiver and put a freezer hum behind it. But the whole concept was we wanted people to sympathize with someone who was genuinely cold. And the only way to do that, I feel, was when Matt suggested we want to do it for real. I was like, hell yeah, that's the only way this will really work. You know, most of the times you want to trick a listener. There was no trick in this one. This was, you know, it was a real idea. It was really cool.
Absolutely. And to further go on that notion of doing a real idea, I guess this would be the final question for all of you. Do you think the future in advertising is this kind of connecting to the listener in a real way is almost involving the listener without them knowing or without them consenting?
Yeah, I think radio is always about rewarding the listener and advertising as a whole. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You can reward them by connecting with them in this real way and building that sense of empathy or connection with this real person, but you can also reward them by entertaining them or by, you know, making them feel happy or sad or giving them some kind of emotion. So I don't think that radio moves in a way that everything becomes this real emotional plea. I think there's still a giant place for just ads that make you smile and ads that make you laugh. So I think that there's still a whole world there that we're still exploring and that advertising is still exploring. But that's the beautiful thing about radio, right? Is that you can do it so many different ways and it can be as effective as each other.
Yeah.
I think finding new ways to cut through is always like, you know, what we're about, what we're trying to always find. So yeah, ways you can involve the listener and I guess invite them to participate in new ways. You know, the opportunities are endless and we're always trying to cook up new ways and new ideas to bring the listener on the ride. I mean, you only have to look at, I guess, the rise in ASMR searches on YouTube.
Searches on YouTube.
To understand that, you know, audio is a really, really powerful tool. And, it can make you feel and evoke emotion that you maybe once didn't realize.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly right. And like Luke said, I mean, the main thing we got to do is entertain people, but how that entertainment happens, exactly like Luke said, there's so many different ways. And I think one way that works really well is honesty, because a lot of times people switch off to anything that feels like it's selling to them really quick. So I think if you can entertain people by a number of ways, of one, be genuinely entertaining, or two, be genuinely real. And I think this ad fell into that. This is genuinely real. You know, this isn't an ad. It's not a fake thing. And I think that's why this one works so well, because it ended up being entertaining, but not because it was entertaining, but because it was real. And I think, you know, listeners are really smart these days. You know, they pick up fake really quick. So either you genuinely entertain them or you genuinely tell them something interesting. But anything in between these days isn't going to get picked up, you know.
Yeah, completely. Okay. Well, good luck in the finals, and hopefully the Cannes Lion is in within reach for all of you. And thank you for doing this as well.
No, you're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having us.
Much appreciated. Thanks for your time today.
Not a problem.
Thanks, guys.
Everyone.
See everyone. Bye.
See ya.